So Jesus uses Simon's boat as a pulpit, as a way of getting far enough back from the crowd, allowing the waves of the water to be kind of an amphitheater to his voice as he speaks to the people along the shore. It is also an understanding of the voice of God over the waters of creation. See, an echo of what we see in the book of Genesis, that God creates as he speaks over the waters. In Jesus, he is recreating, redeeming, drawing back to original goodness what has become broken by sin, death. Simon's encounter with Jesus is in his ordinary, not in his extraordinary. Simon doesn't go to the temple in order to meet Jesus. Jesus meets Simon in his ordinary, in his everyday. How messy do you think Simon's boat was? Was it perfect? Was it freshly cleaned, freshly washed? That boat smelled of fish after years and years of fishing. They were cleaning their nets. They'd just been out all night long and caught nothing. Simon himself was probably pretty stinky, don't you think? I don't know too many people who can engage in a work like fishing and throwing out of nets and the hauling of them in over and over and over again all night long, only to remain spring fresh. Jesus entered into his ordinary. And he encountered him in Simon's inability. Do you think Simon would have still been there that morning had they fished and caught a bunch of fish that night? Probably would have called it early. Hey, we caught all these fish. Head in early, get them the first to the market before anyone else, get them sold, get home, get cleaned up. Simon had a rough night in his inability. Jesus meets him. And oddly enough, it was exactly in the place where Simon was supposed to be the most competent. Simon is a fisherman. What is a fisherman who does not catch fish? A carpenter. A tax collector. Not a fisherman. Where Simon was supposed to be competent, in his failure of his competency, Jesus meets him. I say all of this, my brothers and sisters, because we often put all of these categories onto our relationship with God of where we are going to meet him and the manner with which we're going to meet him and how we smell when we meet him. And how perfect the situations are going to be when we meet him. Bull, you are deceiving yourself. Look at the gospel. See that Jesus meets Simon in his utter failure in what he is supposed to be competent in. He meets him. Not after he's cleaned the boat, not after he's washed himself, not after he is ready. That when he's tired and worn out, he meets him. Where will Jesus meet you if you allow him? In your ordinary. Jesus invites Simon to have a moment of faith in him. Go, put out into the deep. Jesus, it is the day. Fishing is done. The fish do not come up from the deep water during the day. They go down into the deep water. Why would I go out? But he says yes. He calls him master before. He says yes. He has this great catch of fish to the point where the boats are sinking. God's grace into Simon Peter's life for making that one opening, that one opportunity to meet him. And Jesus meets him. Boy, does he ever meet him with an overabundance. Something has happened to Simon. He no longer calls him master. Did you catch that? After the great catch of fish, Simon Peter falls to his knees and calls Jesus Lord, Adonai. Simon Peter seems to think that his brokenness, his sinfulness, his inability is somehow an obstacle to Jesus hanging around with him, as if Jesus doesn't know exactly who he is. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. And I love Jesus' response. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Same thing when Moses before the burning bush, when the whole mountain of the encounter of God in Sinai is melting like wax. Do not be afraid. Jesus, standing in the boat, surrounded by fish, looks at Simon and says, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men. That would have made me incredibly uncomfortable and afraid. More afraid than we've said, don't be afraid. I don't think I have a hook big enough to catch men. Or a net. Where will Jesus enter into your life? In the extraordinary? No, my brothers and sisters. Jesus is looking for an opening, an opportunity in the ordinary in order to reveal the truth of who you are as the truth of who he is revealed. This becomes the anchor for our lives. That God knows who he is, who we are, and invites us to follow him. Amen.